And a very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick the Moose Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at TipTV.co.uk. The date's Tuesday the 6th of January. They're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thoughts-provoking ideas, strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Right, let's, before we kick off with our broker recommendations, got a couple of things that were highlighted to me that, well, quite frankly, tickled me. He likes a pint, but Nigel Farage has given up booze for a month. The UKIP leader is having a dry January and told Sky News, I'm not being particularly virtuous, just I need a break. Bookmakers are offering of odds of 6-4, he will fall off the wagon. So looking forward to the outcome of that. And secondly, we had a really nice email a couple of days ago from Gloria. She's based in New Mexico, saying good things about Tip TV. Happy New Year, Gloria. That was a really nice email you sent us. Right, let's kick off broker upgrades. I've chosen these today. Sign World, quite interesting. New recommendation ads. There was a very famous bear trader out there many moons ago. He thought that these were going to go down, quite frankly, because he was so heavy he couldn't get into the seat. So I'm quite pleased to see they're up at £4.20. BG Group last year down 33%, okay, still an underperform at Credit Suisse. Marks and Spencer's, a buy rating at Deutsche Bank. We saw the stock gen downgrade yesterday. It's a messy old chart. We'll cover that later in the week. Next is on a hold, £67. We heard Clem Chambers suggesting that in terms of his technical formations, that he thought that technically speaking, that was ripe for a pullback. And finally, Tesco's, obviously numbers out, huge amount of headlines out there. They're currently a hold at Deutsche Bank at 180, which is roughly where they are. Okay, let's move on to the next slide, courtesy of Nicole Elliott. Nicole Elliott, one of the leading sort of technical analysts in the city and a writer for the Investors Chronicle. She'll be on the show next Thursday. Quite an interesting data point here. Data on US automobile sales out late yesterday show the positive side of cheaper gasoline. December saw an annualized sales of 16.9 million units, up 13% over the same period a year ago, making 2014 one of the best ever for the industry. As noted previously, pickup trucks and sports utility vehicles are flying off the shelves. Obviously, that's the upside of crude oil, and we'll be covering crude oil with Simon Lambert, the editor of This Is Money, later on the show.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.